The National Broadcasting Company presents Radio City Playhouse, Attraction 7. Attraction 7 on Radio City Playhouse is an experiment in laughter. The story of Fanny, a very unusual and fabulous old lady. The script is written by our director, Harry W. Junkin, and stars the young American comedian, Grace Keddy. Here then, with our best wishes for a chuckle or two, is Radio City Playhouse, Attraction 7, Fanny. Fanny is 69 years old, which is almost 70. Fanny is worth $69 million, which is almost indecent. And Fanny is bored, very, very bored, which is almost incomprehensible. In Hill City, Fanny Mottram is considered a character. She lives in a house that compares favorably with Buckingham Palace, and local rumor has it that her bath towels are made to order from a Canadian ranch mink. She believes that her age and her money will allow her to do anything, and frankly, well, they do. This morning, for some unaccountable reason, she feels an intense and primitive urge to be nasty as possible to anybody. So, when her doorbell rings, a gleam appears in her sharp old eyes, and brushing her butler aside, she answers the door herself.
Listen, sonny. My husband's ashes are in here in the mantel in an urn. The way you're ringing that doorbell, I bet you even disturbed him.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean
to. Stand up straight.
What?
Are you deaf or a bit off your noodle?
I don't quite know.
What do you want?
Is Mrs. Mottram in?
That's me. If you got anything to sell, I don't want it.
I'm the piano tuner, Pierce Pianos. You telephoned, didn't you?
A piano tuner? You think a well-set-up young fellow like you could find something better to do than tune pianos?
What is this?
And you wear a tie. Come in.
What?
Come in. In here.
Holy smoke. What is this, a museum?
Meaning what?
Nothing.
Well, don't slouch and pull your stomach in. Were you in the army?
Now, look, Mrs. Mottram, I don't know what's the matter with you today. Maybe you're always like this, so I'll just give you all the information. I'm Joe Kirkland. I'm 24. I was in the Marines. I was wounded twice. I'm working for Pearson Company half-time, and the rest of the time I study piano. My parents went to the Methodist Church. They were fine people. They're both dead, and I'm here to tune your piano and not to have a row.
Piano tuner.
And just what's wrong with that?
I don't like musicians. They're fancy. Huh. No hair in their chest.
Yeah, would you like to see mine?
Well, if you're so smart, play something. I bet you're lousy.
I'm darned if I don't think you're doing this on purpose.
Use your toes!
Look, Mrs. Mottram, my price for tuning pianos is $10. For a recital, it's higher.
How much?
Well, $100.
The deal.
What?
Hand me my purse. Beside your stupid.
Don't
you know a purse when you see one?
Here.
Thanks. Let me see. Yeah. Here you are.
$100? Are you serious?
I kind of like your face, Joe. You're fresh, but that's good. I like young fellows with spirit, especially orphans. William was an orphan. That's my husband, rest his soul. He's up in heaven now.
Oh.
He'll be bossing everything, but that's where he'll be. Now, you play something real good, and maybe I'll have a proposition to make for you.
Yeah, but I.
Well, what's the matter? Can't you rip off something for $100?
Well, I. Mrs. Mottram, for $100, I'd rip off my right foot and boil it.
You know Rachmaninoff's prelude?
Yes, I think so.
Then play it. And real fast. I like things that are fast.
Okay.
Ah, that ain't it. Bet you don't even know it.
How much?
Another $100.
Mrs. Mottram? You have just tossed $200 down the drain.
Joey, you sure been keeping your part of the bargain.
Oh, I'm beat. That's 9 hours today.
Here's your first week's pay.
Oh, Mrs. Martin, are you sure that you want to do this?
We made a bargain,
yeah,
didn't
but
we?
You're putting up the money, and, well, I feel
Joey,
that
you any idea what $50 a week means to me? Like a raindrop in the Atlantic.
50? It was supposed to be 40. 40's all I got from the piano company.
Gave you a raise.
Oh, but Mrs. Martin, I just
Joe.
Can't let you
I got between 60 and 70 million dollars.
Seventy million?
So, for God's sake, stop splashing your tongue out over $50 a week. Ain't even spitting money. You stick to the bargain I asked you for, and I'll put up the green stuff. You work for 2 years at that darn piano, live here with me, and if you ain't the best piano player in the country, you got to go to work in my oil business. Okay?
Okay.
And no more of this Mrs. Matron stuff. We're partners, so it's Fanny and Joe. Okay?
Okay, Fanny.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Smooth, smooth, smooth. Pounded finger. This is so beautiful, Madame Fanny.
Hiya, madam. Oh, Joey, would you please be a good boy and wait in the car for me on account I just gotta have a talk with madame about something private.
Well, sure, Fanny.
Au revoir, Joey. Au revoir.
Bye, madame. See you Thursday.
Oui, oui, Thursday.
Want to talk to you, madame. Oh, light somewhere and stop fluttering.
May we share, Madame Fanny? Sit down, sit down.
I ain't got that much to say. How's the kid doing?
Oh, he's so sad.
Oh, no good, eh? No good?
Oh, jeez. Money sick? Oui, comme un ange.
Comme a what?
Like the angel he plays.
Oh, you mean he's okay.
Madame Fanny, he is the artist. The great artist. Everything I know, I have teach him. Eh bien, it is over.
Madame, for someone that don't talk American, you're okay.
Oh, madame, vous êtes trop gentille.
Hey, you won't be seeing Joe again, but I'd like you to accept a little present. Here.
The envelope. So excited. Merci. Mon Dieu. $1,000. Oh, dear, dear, Madame Fanny. You are the most good kid.
So long, madame. Listen, girlie, this is Mrs. William Matron speaking. I don't believe in holding the line. Can I get 2 tickets to fly to New York tonight at 9 o'clock, or can't I? Huh? Listen, I don't care about flight schedules. I want an airplane at 9 o'clock, see? What? There isn't a plane at 9 o'clock. Well, there is now, girlie. Just let me talk to, say, who does own that airport?
But, madam, you didn't have a reservation.
Don't believe in him. I said I don't believe in him.
Well, in that case, madam, you must
Look,
have.
I'm staying at this hotel, and I'll boil you in biscuit batter.
Madam, please.
You using perfume, Sonny.
I beg your pardon.
You stink.
Madam, you must moderate your language.
I'll moderate you, you moose. Oh. I'll buy the joint, that's what. There's $5,000. Yeah, take a look. There's $1,000 bills.
Oh, good.
Toma for you. I want the top floor of this joint with a nice bedroom for each of us. And a studio for my young friend to practice the piano in. Oh, send up a piano, too. And if I have to wait 5 more seconds, I lose my temper and buy the joint.
My. Oh, goodness, goodness. Front boy, front boy. Help you, madam?
Yeah, just stinking looking furniture department, but maybe you can.
Just what was madam looking for?
Service! No lip from you, mule head!
Madam,
shut up! Where can we sit down?
I beg your pardon.
Why? And stop shaking. Stand up straight and look a body in the eye. You nervous?
Madam,
I sat here, you sat there.
Yes, madam.
Bought a house yesterday. It's new, no furniture. I want some. Been living in a hotel for 6 months. I want a house.
Well, we'll certainly be glad to do anything
you
can.
You'll do everything you can, not anything you can.
Yes, madam.
Here's $20,000 bills. Count them. There's $1,000 bills, 20 of them.
Madam, I think I'd better bring the manager over and
see. Sit down.
Yes, madam.
Don't need the manager. Want this house fixed up by tonight at 6:00.
Tonight?
Why not?
But, madam, I mean, nobody ever expects to have
Listen,
a...
Listen, titmouse. 5,000 of that's for you. There's 15,000 left. Hire some men. Get as many people as you need to give you a hand with it. I want this place furnished from breakfast to breeches. Fix it up, homie.
Madam, I just don't understand.
Here's another 1,000. For 6,000 bucks, you can't understand.
No, but I'm sure I
give
will.
Give 1,000 more if you do a good job. Get as many people as you need. And I want 2 stoves.
2?
Electric for cooking and a cook stove for baking bread. Oh, yes. And the best piano you got. I'm aiming to sleep in that house tonight.
But, Madam Taste, I have no idea that the...
Ain't it the truth? Never mind about the taste. I just want nice, comfy furniture. Don't care much about color. Get some victuals. Oh, yes. 10 cases of beer. Clear?
Clear beer?
Can't you stop shaking?
It's just one day. I getting it done in one day,
Of all the drooly tug ninnies I ever seen, you're it. Can you or can't you? Maybe I better talk to the owner of this joint. What's his name? Gimble? Joy, you're certainly a rip snorter. Sure is snappy piano playing.
Well, snappy isn't quite the word. But honestly, Fanny, it's not bad. I think I'm ready.
What you said?
Sure, debut. Yeah, Fanny, I think I am. We've been nearly a year in this house. I think it's time to come out into the open.
Good. What about Madison Square Garden?
Oh, Fanny, honestly.
Well, it's big anyway.
No, it's Carnegie Hall.
That Carnegie Hall? I want to rent the joint for 2 weeks from Monday. Huh? I just want to rent the place, that's all. Yeah, 2 weeks from Monday. Look, Sonny, this is Mrs. William Mottram, see? If there's any talking over to be done, you'll come up and see me. Well, what about the Monday after that? Horowitz. What's he do? Oh, he does, eh? Well, wait till you hear Joe. How about September the 13th? New York Philharmonic. You sold any tickets for it yet? Box office opens tomorrow. Well, don't bother. I'll buy them all. We'll give the orchestra a holiday. You don't have to understand. I'll buy all the tickets and we'll send the orchestra home. I'll be down to see you in the morning. But just remember that my young friend's making his debut in Carnegie Hall on September the 13th if I have to buy the joint.
Thank you.
We did it, Fanny. Fanny, we did it.
Oh, wow, Joey. Oh, wow. Knocked him cold. Now get out there again and bow.
Okay, Fanny. Fanny, we're in. We're in. We did it. Listen to him.
Catherine, how you ripped that can in half. I knew it to split myself. Are you going to bow again?
Oh, no, no. That's enough.
Ah, then come on. You and me's going out to get tanked up.
Coffee, Fanny?
Shut up.
Hangover?
Oh, I'm dying, Joe. Dying. There's four old oysters in me tummy, mewling and whimpering.
Oh, what a night. Oh. What a life. Gosh, Fanny, I feel swell.
Oh, shut up.
Here, try to eat some breakfast. Have a nice poached egg.
Oh, Joe, for Pete's sake, please.
Oh, the reviews are swell. Wonderful.
One of them ain't so good. This fella Downs.
Oh.
See him?
No, what'd he say?
Well, here, read it. Right at the top of the column, see? That's the bad part.
Only on rare occasions in the list sonata were Mr. Kirkland's fingers and his musical sense completely on report. However, it must be remembered that this young artist has not yet reached full musical maturity. He's right, too.
And I don't like it, though, him saying that.
Oh, Fanny, don't be silly. Downs a brilliant man. The New York Times wouldn't employ him if he wasn't. He knows.
Oh,
and he's right.
Go on upstairs and shave. Let the buddy have breakfast in peace.
All right. Now, don't forget we've got a luncheon date with Yurok. Don't want to be late.
Downs, eh? We'll see. Hello? Hello, New York Times. Say, girly. Just who does own the New York Times? Joe, I'm going shopping. You want anything?
No, Fanny.
Say, Joey. Quit that for a minute, will you?
What is it, Fanny?
You ever thought about getting married?
Now, what in the world brought this on?
Yeah, I've been thinking. I don't like the thought of you being a virtuoso your age.
So?
Wife would do you good.
Now, Fanny, there's to be none of that, understand?
Yeah, nice, pretty young girl. Some girl works for a living.
Uh-huh.
Don't like these fancy artist friends.
Oh.
Don't like the women. No chest hot tall.
Fanny, if you pull anything romantic on me, so help me out, I'll go back to Hill City and tune pianos. Now, I mean it.
Okay, okay. I wouldn't think of interfering with your private life. Oh, now where the devil does a body start looking for a nice working girl in this town?
Something for you, lady? You like them bracelets?
They're cute. Saints preserve me.
How do you do, madam? May I show you something?
Dearie, it's better concealed.
Why, ma'am, you mean you really want 100 yards of garden hose?
Ah, skip it. You're too old anyway. Them teeth of yours real, dearie.
Madam, please.
That means they ain't. That figure of yours, the real thing, girly?
The Floridora Basil.
Camouflage.
Thank you.
those violets are lovely, aren't they? May I pin them on your coat?
Oh, that'd be real nice of you, dearie. Oh, don't use perfume, do you?
In the flower department? No, there's no competition for roses.
Oh, now that's real sweet. What's your name, dearie?
June Carling.
Smile for me, dearie. Them real teeth? Sure they are. Yeah, you're a right pretty child.
You're sweet, too. That'll be 50 cents for the violet.
How about some roses?
We have some lovely ones. Just over there.
You healthy, dearie?
I'll tell you a secret.
Eh?
If I felt any better, I'd bust.
No, just how that is. Feel that way myself when I'm near 70. Yeah, you're sure a lovely child. You engaged or anything?
No, not yet.
Okay, I'll take a dozen roses. Don't mind me asking all these personal questions, but I wondered how it was a pretty girl like you wasn't married.
Well, I'm just waiting for the right boy.
Oh, better make it 2 dozen roses.
Certainly.
And, girlie, what's your address?
My address?
Yeah, what is it?
Well, it's 550 East 96th Street.
Carling, 550 East 96th Street. You live with your folks?
Just my mother.
She ain't divorced, is she?
Oh, no. My father was killed in the war.
Oh, a hero's daughter.
Pardon?
Nothing. Oh, and dearie, one thing more. Has there ever been any insanity in your family? Friends of mine.
Sure, Fanny.
This is Mrs. Carling, my young friend Joe Kirkland.
Mrs. Carling?
How do you do, Mr. Kirkland?
Come in, dearie. Don't be shy. Joe, this is Miss June Carling. June, this is Joy.
Hello, Mr. Kirkland.
Well. Well, how do you do?
I've heard a lot about you.
You
Mrs. Matrin.
Oh, you have? Fanny, it seems to me I told you that...
We won't be disturbing you, Joe. Go on with your practice, and we'll be having some early supper downstairs.
Yes, but
and then Mrs. Carling and June and me's going to prayer meeting.
Nice to have met you, Mr. Kirkland.
Bye, Mr. Kirkland.
Fanny, can I speak to you for a moment?
Go on with your practicing, Joe. We won't disturb you. Come on, Joe. Goodbye. Bye.
I guess I might as well come to prayer meeting, too.
I thought we'd run up to the corner movie. Wouldn't you like to come?
No.
Ah, come on, Fanny.
No.
Something bothering you, Fanny?
Ah, shut up, both of you. Leave me alone.
Fanny, what's the matter?
I'm going back to Hill City.
You're what?
You and June have this nice little house, each other. You don't need me.
Fanny.
Young folks should be alone. You don't need me. As I've told you, I've settled $10,000 a year on you. And so now I vamoose.
Joe, she's serious.
We'll stay home. Give me your
car. No, you won't stay home. Go on to the movie. Kissing.
Fanny.
Don't need me anymore. Joe's a big shot pianist. Famous. Making his own money. I'm going back to Hill City with my garden.
But that...
Let me handle this, Joe. Fanny. Fanny.
What?
Let me whisper something.
What?
Well. Yeah. Honest.
When?
In January.
Well, now, say, that's real sweet. Real sweet. Young folks should have kids. Lots and lots
of them.
So,
you see, we need you terribly. How could I manage the baby and everything if you weren't there? Oh, Fanny, you can't leave now. You just can't.
Well, of course, I wouldn't want to leave you in the lurch, shouldn't I,
Well, I should hope not.
What hospital are you going to?
Medical center, if I can get in.
Meaning?
Oh, they're booked up so far ahead. They didn't think they could take me unless there's a cancellation.
How can you have a cancellation if you're having a baby?
Well, sometimes things happen, Sammy.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, goodness. Medical center, eh? Mm-hmm. Well, you kids get to the movie.
You sure you won't count?
No, but I'm sitting here. Go on, go on.
We'll be back early.
About 11 o'clock.
Well, mind you do. June should be getting lots of sleep.
Bye, Fanny.
Bye. Let me see. Never get used to these certain New York telephone numbers. Hello? Hello? Yes. Say, Girlie, just who does own this here medical center?
That was Attraction 7 on Radio City Playhouse, the story of Fanny, as written and directed by Harry W. Duncan. Fanny was played by Grace Keddy. Joe was Joel Marston. Other players included Connie Lemke, Larry Gates, Elaine Rost, Mildred Clinton, and Anne Petoniak. The special music was composed and conducted by Dr. Roy Shield with Joe Kahn at the piano. Radio City Playhouse is supervised for the National Broadcasting Company by Richard P. McDonough. Beginning August 23rd, the day after tomorrow, Radio City Playhouse will be heard over most of these stations on Monday evenings, 10:30 to 11 o'clock. Now, due to many, many requests, our first offering in this new time will be a repeat performance of Long Distance by Harry W. Duncan. The challenging role of Mrs. Leon Jax will again be played by Jan Miner. So be with us then on Monday, August 23rd, 10:30 p.m. for a repeat performance of Long Distance by Harry W. Duncan. That's Attraction 8, Radio City Playhouse. Robert Warren speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.